Anyways, happy Monday night. It is Monday night, I think, and it's good to be with you guys tonight. And I want to hop on real quick. If you haven't checked out Rules for Electricians, the first 100 rules, head over to rulesforelectricians.com and make sure that you get a copy of that in your work calloused hands and read up on those rules. And that's what I kind of want to talk to you guys about tonight is probably a future rule, sorry, a future rule that's going to go in volume two or volume three. Volume two is kind of almost all the way filled up already with another 100 rules, and volume three is in the works. We've got about 30 or so rules in volume three, and those books are a work in progress right now. But and so tonight's what I want to talk about just for a minute tonight is probably going to be a future rule that you'll see probably in volume three. Maybe I'll kick something out and put it in volume two. But anyways, you guys are going to kind of get a jump on that tonight. But I was looking through some posts today over on Reddit, and there seemed to be kind of a theme that was showing up today. And one of the posts that I saw was a picture of a receptacle that had been painted over, and the comment from the electrician, contractor, whoever was doing it was, obvious the painters don't care, they don't give a crap about anything because they just went over and sprayed right over the receptacles. Well, it wasn't a couple posts later. Or earlier that I'd looked down and there was a picture of another outlet, a receptacle, and the caption, of course, was obviously the dry rockers don't give a, or sheet rockers, the drywallers don't give a crap about our stuff until they run a drill through the receptacle. And it just seemed to be like this really, I don't know if it was coincidence, I don't know if what it was, but it was just the theme for the day. But it proved one point to me today, and that was that no one gives a crap about your stuff, right? Nobody is going to care more about your stuff than you do. And so any apprentices that are listening out there, you need to learn this, and you need to remember this, that nobody cares about what you're doing. They only care about what they're doing, all right? And so if nobody else cares about what you're doing, how much more important does that make that for you to care even more about what you're doing? All right. Because ultimately it's up to you. All right. Journeyman, master, apprentice, it doesn't matter. Apprentice, your journeyman may not care. Journeyman, your master may not care. And you masters out there, your general contractor, whoever may not care. But if they don't care, and if you don't care, then what's the point, right? And so ultimately it falls on you to take responsibility and to care about what's actually going on. Because in the end, if you're the one putting it in, you're the one that your name's gonna go on it. Somebody is gonna come back to you and say, what were you thinking? What were you doing? Or they're gonna come back to you and say, just thanks for taking care of that. I totally miss that. I totally space that or whatever. One way or another, somebody's going to come back to you at some point, and it's either going to be all the blame's going to be on you, or hopefully the kudos will go on to you. Some guys are jerks and they'll take the credit for the good stuff and not give you the credit. And like poor boy lighting over on Instagram says, take pride in your work. And that's really, really what it comes down to is, are you checking out the details? Are you caring about what the final product looked like? And even, especially with the electrical field, a lot of the stuff that you're doing is behind a sheetrock wall, or it's in a closet somewhere, or it's above a grid ceiling, and people don't see it. But do you still care? Like, do you still take pride in what you're doing? And so that's just something to ask yourself. It's just a fact. Nobody cares as much about what you're doing as what you're doing. and they will, let's see, True Rider Joe says, I always tell my men to be their own quality control. Doesn't always, I missed the rest of that. But yeah, be your own quality control. Take care of what you know you need to take care of, and don't leave it on somebody else. So anyways, that's just one theme that I kind of saw in some of the forums today. And I thought, you know, that'd be a great thing to pass on today is, you know, the sheetrockers don't care. They're going to run a drill through your crap all day long, or they're going to cover up your boxes, or, you know, they're going to cut the holes too big or whatever. You know, the plumbers don't care. They're going to tear your stuff out to put their pipes where they want them. Or, you know, I've seen some of these pictures where they'll just run their pipes right through a box or a panel or something. You know, the HVAC guys, of course, they put stuff where they've got to have it. So they'll rip your crap out. I was talking to another guy today who in a lot of instances has to put in, you know, shallower boxes because siding guys, of course, for whatever reason, they think they got to use 3-inch staples to put their siding on the side of a house or whatever. And, you know, and it'll go right through your conductors, and they don't care. They got it to, they're just going to get in, get out and get done, whatever. So anyways, guys, just that's it. I mean, that's really tonight's message, I guess, is nobody cares as much as you do. Nobody's gonna take care of your stuff because they have their own stuff to do. And a lot of guys, you know, in the trade, outside the trade, they're going to step on whoever they need to step on to make themselves look better. So anyways, like I say, that's probably going to be a rule in one of the future volumes of Rules for Electricians. Like I say, volume 1 is available now over at rulesforelectricians.com. So if you want to get in on the first 100 rules, you can check those out. For instance, rule number 24, I got a message from Johnny Lopez here. What will I learn with this book? This first one is 100 rules, kind of the written and the unwritten rules. I pulled a lot of guys out there to see what, if you live by one rule, in the trade, what would it be? And there's been so many awesome answers, and so glad that everybody was willing to give their answers. But rule number 24, maybe it kind of goes along with this, is heads up. This may or may not save you some grief later on in life, but it could also be pretty funny to watch unfold if you're an innocent bystander. So rule number 24, never look up with your mouth open. I'm sure it's probably happened to you at least once in your career. You're cutting in a remodel can into a ceiling and get a face full of insulation. And because your mouth is open, you get a mouthful of insulation. So it's comical to watch it's happening to somebody else, but it's not very fun to have it happen to you. And so that's just one of those rules that, you know, is going to make life better at some point in time, so that you don't end up with a face full or a mouthful of something, or even a hammer ending up in your mouth and losing some of your teeth. But anyways, guys, that's the message tonight, is nobody cares as much about your stuff as you will. So make sure it's a priority, be your own quality control, and just make sure that you're doing the best that you can out there. Appreciate all your support, you guys, and we'll talk to you later. Stay grounded.